Oh, yes, baby. Turn that screw. You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park. Turn up that potentiometer.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed.
Well, it's official. We already knew that factory farming techniques wreak havoc on the environment and the Chesapeake Bay. Now, a report in the New England Journal of Medicine has shown that there are perils for humans directly as well. Recently, a 12-year-old Nebraska boy fell ill with salmonella poisoning. However, treatment with conventional antibiotics proved ineffective. Researchers determined that the boy had previously been exposed to a similar antibiotic that was being given to cattle on the farm where he lived. This exposure rendered his treatment ineffective and illustrates another reason why factory farming is threatening both the environment and the public health.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
012-777-1111.
We'll be right back.
on stride.
A time in the middle of the night, maybe we're got soul, got life. One stride. A time in the middle of the night, maybe we're closer, 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 closer. Over again, closer, closer. Closer, over again.
shame by the things you've done. You're kind of lame.
Hi, this is Jeremy from The Bled, and you're listening to WMUC.
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified. To be classified.
Idiots are infinite, and thinking men are numbered. Don't kid yourself, this is a news. Let's start with Tristan Bungle, alone in the race, conscription calling his name. One more night of freedom, and the air is high up atop the stands. And the lines are open, that's lucky star. I saw Dr. Murphy, Sun Tzu, the crowd miss a winner spot. Wallace, Mrs. Gonorrhea, perfect P, dead man walking, and the company favorite. Our son hands down, hard on crash to a car. And she laughs at the gall of the small Guido lips. I've hit on spot, the kids already won. John Kyle smeared with last night beer. Reflect vomiting Chris who dreams his dream is near. In the form of Mrs. Gonorrhea.
The state of affairs, the inwardly asks of his prime time hair, why it can't quite rival the manes on these mares. The smoothness can't compare. The gleaming appliances attract attention. The raffle prizes, too many to mention, displayed all over the stadium entrance.
Hypodermic needles hidden under the coat sleeves of sweaty wise guy money earning men in search of the horse to apprehend.
The race is about to begin. The race is about to begin. Squirming like a dying fish, that's the last I can recall.
The race was ran, someone lost
someone won, I came and I stayed the same ever since. Outside, the freaks of the wilderness, opening spring. The time before time was a time to sing. Unidentified songs surging through the brush. Transcripts and futile, let alone a rush. You miss 100 scribbling notes. Here no journalism is ever involved. Despite the attempts of doctors and saints, none have recorded his heavenly grace. But I stayed and stayed and stayed. That race has ran 30 years back, and each day since the same. Feel back the witness of a million catastrophes. To see the spotty remnants each has left. I'm forgetting which cups I've pissed, from which I can still drink. Tonight it's so cold, my feet are shrinking. Groping around for the size of my boot. It's no night for the blind with all these sirens. I envy the death mutes. Some killer on the loose again, some idiot at large. Some Chinese moose again, an excuse for the Sarge. No sirens, call silent, the lock cabin silent. No killer either, no creaks on the floor. Lock cabin, whack cabin, a shack's all I have. Yes, my coming home stuff with skeletons, but my neighbors are stuff with anthrax. Where does that leave us? I came 30 years back from Salafasien via South Lake and Han to Sontaran and Sontaran, the late Sun Sugar's hometown, buried not far from here. My only friend, neighbor, what neighbor? My shack is alone, his pen changing life one line at a time. Blindness, what blindness, sweet blindness, a little laughter in the silence, a little magic, a little kindness, a little all over me. Yes, me, the first, the last, the everything, no trace of anything. No sin, no life, no fun, no time, no any fucking thing. No one, no yes, no half, no shack, no ain't, no be, no see, no etc. No one, no two, no etc. No school, no life, no work, no time, no book, no art, no food, no truth, no use, no friend. No, no, not, no hole, no work, no end, no wheel, no fate. No king of this useless, nameless land. No exit, it's nothing, on some sauce. No day set for my savior's arrived. The car be far, across green waters, above the sky, below the depths, among the white clouds, the red steps. On a fly forever in between ends, or in between in-betweens, or in between no between. Or no nothing, no savior, no journey, no end. A thousand years of no nothing, hiding from nothing. No reason to hide sin, no reason not to sin. No reason to pretend, no reason to pretend, there is not, no reason. Oh yes, bloody ran out of cracked fries, got stuck in a rail, a reporter was caught getting sweaty in the stable. Bloody gun fries, gun with a gun, caught gun, Chris gun, Chris among the man in liver, Chris among the niblet, here, I stayed!
Thank you. Tracing the shadow of his arm on me, when I feel the weight growing under him.
Thank you. Hi, this is Keith from Hot Panda. I think I had about a $60,000 a year habit. I put my wife up my nose. I put my house up my nose. I put two Porsches up my nose. And now all I have left is WMUC College Park.
Don't you spaz, it's your show.